This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, December 29th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Amy Guida has this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News, and we'll check the forecast for this week and into the new year. But first, a look at today's news. An Illinois House panel considering impeachment of the governor. We'll hear from Rob Blagojevich's attorney today. Sean Crawford has this report.
Attorney Ed Ginson will have his chance to present witnesses and testimony that could benefit his client, Governor Rod Blagojevich. The governor is accused of, among other things, trying to sell the state's vacant U.S. Senate seat for personal gain. But Blagojevich says he's innocent. While he's not expected to make a personal appearance before the Impeachment Inquiry Committee, Ginson says he will call others on the governor's behalf. But committee chair Representative Barbara Flynn Curry has made it clear she wants the testimony to be relevant.
We're not about, is he a nice guy, does he have a good character, or doesn't he? What we're about is, has he behaved in ways that have so seriously undercut the public trust and the public confidence? Has he breached his responsibility to the citizens of Illinois?
Curry has indicated, in light of federal prosecutors asking the panel to avoid areas important to an ongoing investigation of the governor, the committee could wrap up its work soon. But Ginson is expected to renew his call for members to subpoena President-elect Barack Obama's inner circle, some of whom talked with Blagojevich about the Senate vacancy. I'm Sean Crawford.
The public is welcome to sit and watch the impeachment hearings that have been held in the state capitol the past couple of weeks. Amanda Vinicky reports on some of the visitors.
The hearings often run for hours and can be mundane as the House impeachment panel delves into the intricate workings of state laws, rules, and procedures. Most of the audience for the hearings is made up of lobbyists or people who work for another elected official and are sent to take notes. But others come out of sheer interest, like a trio of 18-year-old college students who spend a day of their winter break watching the proceedings.
I had an opportunity to come and see how things worked, and it was free, you know, and it's historical, so, I mean, might as well stop by for a little while.
I just can't believe he's done all the stuff he's done with all the, like, the big report that was filed and all the information that I've seen the last few days. Seems like he deserves it.
Want to see what everything he's being accused of and how they're proving it and just the whole process.
That was Adam Spencer of Pleasant Plains, then Joe Craven and Andrew Tuma, both from Springfield. The three friends agree Blagojevich should be impeached. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Crews from Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee are helping restore power in Michigan, where hundreds of thousands are in the dark after a ferocious cold front swept through. Winds gusting over 60 miles per hour knocked power out for more than 400,000 homes and businesses. Officials say about 15,000 customers in the Detroit area might have to wait until Thursday before power is restored. Forecasters also say flooding is possible in Indiana, Michigan, and other Midwest states, where warm weekend temperatures help melt a week's worth of snow and ice. Amtrak canceled two trains between Chicago and Grand Rapids, Michigan, because of flooding in Holland, Michigan. Illinois officials have approved $2 million in grants for a program that helps low-income seniors and residents with disabilities modify their homes. The grants are being allocated through the Illinois Housing Development Authority's Home Modification Program. Officials say the funds will be administered by 14 nonprofit organizations and public agencies around the state. The program helps individuals add ramps, chairlifts, and other features to their homes. Residents who qualify can get up to $25,000. Officials say the program allows people with disabilities to stay in their communities and out-of-state institutions. So far, the program has helped about 200 families since it started in 2006. The jobless rate in Illinois keeps going up, so the state is making it easier for people to apply for and maintain unemployment benefits. Michelle O'Neill has more.
Welcome to TeleServe. The first selection on the menu is used to claim weeks of unemployment benefits, also called certifying for benefits. To claim weeks of unemployment, press 1.
The Illinois Department of Employment Security's TeleServe program is an automated phone service that was available 12 hours a day, Monday through Friday, from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. The new expanded hours are 6 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Spokesman Greg Rivara says the goal is to make it as convenient as possible for recipients to verify every 2 weeks that their employment status has not changed and that they're still looking for work.
They don't have to go to one of our offices in the bad weather. They don't have to be limited to office hours. And it is a convenient way to distribute services that are sometimes difficult to ask for.
The agency is also encouraging residents to apply for jobless benefits on its website, ides.state.il.us. and the TeleServe number is 888-337-7234. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
A happy 200th birthday card is tough to find, but that's just what the Illinois Abraham Lincoln Bicentennial Commission is looking for. The agency is asking people to send cards to Lincoln for his 200th birthday on February 12th. The 16th president even has an official address with the U.S. Postal Service. Abraham Lincoln, Old State Capitol, 1 Old State Capitol Plaza, Springfield. Commission Chair Marilyn Kushak says she hopes birthday greetings pour into Lincoln's hometown from around the world. She recommends that people make the cards by hand. The commission says the cards sent in may be used for displays or publicity. For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Foster. The song Auld Lang Syne is commonly known, but it used to be that that particular song was linked in a special way to one particular person. Commentator Amy Guida explains the legal implications of such a connection in this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News.
Perhaps you're old enough to remember a certain someone known as Mr. New Year's Eve, a man who conducted his musicians, all wearing jaunty New Year's Eve party hats, in Auld Lang Syne, using familiar hand gestures every New Year's Eve. If so, I don't need to tell you that Mr. New Year's Eve was Guy Lombardo. Now imagine that you saw someone directing an orchestra in that same way. You heard the same music and you saw the same party hats. You'd likely think of Lombardo right away, even if it wasn't Lombardo behind the baton. And that's a special thing about certain celebrities, those who've become so popular for one reason or another that you think of them even when you don't see them directly or hear their names. That sort of popularity is something advertisers want to latch onto, sometimes by using the celebrity in their advertisements without paying the high price of a celebrity endorsement. The law sets out to prevent such a use. One way is through a tort or legal wrong known as misappropriation. Misappropriation means the use of another's name or likeness without permission. And Guy Lombardo, Mr. New Year's Eve, is at the center of an interesting misappropriation case. Back in the 1970s, an advertising agency and a car dealer had asked Guy Lombardo to appear as part of a television advertising campaign. But the parties couldn't reach an agreement. Instead of trashing the whole idea, the advertisers shot a commercial featuring cars, quote, amidst the background of a New Year's Eve party with all of the usual trappings. It turned out that Lombardo was one of the trappings. At the close of the commercial, according to one of the judges who would later decide the case, an actor appeared conducting a band with the same gestures, musical beat, and choice of music, Auld Lang Syne, with which Lombardo had been associated in the public's mind for several decades. The court labeled the imitation, an actor stepping into the role of Guy Lombardo, completely unfair, and found that the advertisers had exploited Lombardo's property right in his public personality. In the words of the court, Guy Lombardo had invested 40 years in developing his public personality as Mr. New Year's Eve, an identity that had some marketable status, and advertisers couldn't use that identity without paying for it. Since then, other courts have found valid legal claims on similar theories in even more attenuated situations, including a case involving a robot wearing a fancy dress, a blonde wig, and turning letters on a Wheel of Fortune-like set. That should remind you of Vanna White. And an ad featuring a young male model selling Henley shirts with this text, "This is Don, this is Don's Henley." That's supposed to make you think of singer Don Henley. Mr. New Year's Eve may not be around anymore and may not be known by a younger generation of consumers, but his old acquaintance will never be forgot, at least not in the law books. I'm Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. In the forecast for the region, sunny and breezy, the high 48 today. Partly cloudy tonight, the low 28. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Windy, the high 49. Winds up from the south and southwest at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy and windy tomorrow night. A few flurries possible, the low 20. Sunny and colder Wednesday, the high 29. Partly cloudy Wednesday evening, the low near 20. For New Year's Day, partly sunny, the high 36. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, December 29th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.